Let's open in a word of prayer. Blessed Father in God, we thank thee and praise thee once again for thy goodness and thy grace and thy love towards us. We acknowledge, blessed Father in God, that we are going to touch on one that thy heart delight to honor. We ask for divine help as we seek to present him. We know, blessed God, that the ministry of the Spirit of God is to take the things of Christ and reveal them unto us, to glorify him, to testify of him. We ask indeed that thou in thy grace today will help that this may be achieved, that the Spirit of God will open up in a simple way indeed these wonderful things, that our hearts will be enraptured and the truth will be grasped. How you desire to help us on our pilgrim pathway. And we beg thee that thou in thy grace would certainly cause that thy word will fall upon good ground, that it will bring forth fruit to the honor and praise of our Savior and Lord. How we rejoice, blessed God, for this privilege of standing on behalf of heaven, but yea, we ask that thou will help us to also feel the responsibility. So we give thee thanks as we commit these lectures into thy hands. In our Savior's worthy and precious name, amen. We want to turn to that verse in 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians and chapter 2. And verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in power and of the Spirit. Of the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In all the books that the Apostle Paul have written, the book of 1 Corinthians gives us an inner view of the assembly. When you look into it and see what the Spirit of God has opened up in the first book of Corinthians. Now is our desire today to really have like a little road or a song that will follow as the Spirit of God will take us from Christ crucified to Christ glorified to Christ sanctified to Christ supreme. It's a wonderful song that the Spirit of God has penned and opened up for us. Because what is happening, we find that Christ is for the Christian. But many times Christ is not in the things that God has provided for us. It's like information. And there are problems. So what happened? The Spirit of God has recorded in here, the book of 1 Corinthians, that we may have an inner view of the situation that took place there. I am not going to touch on Christ glorified. I am not going to touch on Christ sanctified. And I'm not going to touch on Christ supreme. I believe the Spirit of God has given me the task to just speak on 1 Corinthians in a nutshell, really. And as we look into this assembly, we see also the public walk of an assembly. How an assembly should walk publicly, not only as an individual. And thirdly, indeed, it maintains the authority of Paul's ministry as an apostle. It denounces worldly wisdom. All of these things, when you look into the first book of Corinthians, it insists upon the leading of the Spirit of God amongst God's people. It also insists on at the Lord's table and the Lord's supper. These are things needs to be opened up. And you ask, the Spirit of God now has come in and he is and bringing the answer for us in this book in relation to many things that plagues us. Now he tells us, and I want to read a verse in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18 and verse 1. And after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately came from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. Verse 7. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, with whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to harm thee, for I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Things in Corinth was at a very low moral state. Very low. But what the apostle Paul used, he used the verses, he said to them, listen, I don't want to know anything among you. All I want to know is Christ and him crucified. He presented to them Christ crucified. So the problems that plague our lives collectively and individually, what is the remedy? What is the remedy? The remedy is Christ crucified. And the apostle Paul presented this to the Corinthians as he looked, and you look into the assembly and see what is happening. No, Corinth was a very immoral place. Been to Corinth physically. And right now it is in ruin. You see, you could leave Athens and you could go to Corinth. And when you look at the place, you says, God had an assembly there. An assembly was established for God there. They show you where the Apostle Paul, this is what man say, they show you where the Apostle Paul preached. They show you the road, the main road of the city. And right now it's in complete ruin. It is just gone, everything crumbling. But nevertheless, we can say the church shall be brought to glory in spite of the physical ruin of things. We are assured that the church is going to be brought to glory. Now, in Corinth, they had the goddess of Aphrodite. She was the protector and the goddess of that city. She had three sanctuaries. And what happened? She had many prostitutes, sacred prostitutes, who was ready and available for those who were worshippers. And he says, look at that place. Then it tells us also, when it comes to prosperity, it was a very prosperous place materially. But it was very depraved. It was ungodly. It was very seductive, the place. And you ask yourself, in the midst of this, God set up a testimony. God set up a testimony in the midst of all of this immorality. In the midst of all of this, we read in the book of Acts, chapter 18, how God says, I have much people in the city. And look how much is there. And the Apostle Paul continued a year and 6 months, indeed opening up the truth, indeed concerning Christ. And he presented to them Christ. And he says, what was used? You know what was used? Christ and him crucified. Now, in that city, hear what God said in relation to these people. First Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous should not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is the verse. Verse 11. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of our God. What a blessing. To think in the midst of this depraved, in the midst of this ungodly, seductive place, God says, I've rescued some. And look what they are now. Look what the work of Christ has been done. You know, when you behaving in a certain way in those days, people used to call you a Corinthian. You're a Corinthian. It wasn't a good name to have. But in the midst of God says, I have chosen some, I have brought them out, I have set up a testimony, and now, indeed, there are to be a testimony for me in this city. Now, when you read, this assembly was plagued with problems. There was a blessed assembly. It tells us they came behind in no gift. Any gift you're looking for was in Corinth. Boy, they were very gifted. But what do you think happened? Man, trouble plagued this assembly. There was divisions. Real divisions.
Some says, I am of Paul, chapter 1. Some says, I am of Apollos. Some said, I am of Cephas or Peter. Some said, I am of Christ. They said the worst group was those who say, I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? You know, brethren, some realities we have to face today in which we live is there we are a divided company. You know, it's amazing. You hear people says, do you know we have the Grand Brethren? We have the Ames Brethren. We have the Glantons. We have the Kelly Low Continental. We have all these things. The Apostle Paul says what to do. In other words, what to do. There was also worldly wisdom, chapter 2. Worldly wisdom, men using wisdom of this world. Indeed, and not relating to Christ, who is wisdom itself. God has made unto us wisdom is in Christ. You know, one of the challenges we have is as you grow in knowledge, I'm talking about academically, there is a serious danger. Because a lot of individuals believe, because of my intellect, that I can bring it in the assembly. And this is what happened in Corinth. Not only so, you know, there was immorality. Because people taking one another to the unjust judge. This is an assembly. And not only so, years ago, when I went to, well, when I was in Brooklyn, a sister took court. And when she got into the courthouse and the case was called, over the judge's head, saw in God we trust. When she saw that, she said, Your Honor, I withdraw the case and walk out. Taking a saint to court. That was happening in Corinth. What was happening in Corinth? There was marital problems. What was happening in Corinth? They were abusing their liberty. An assembly. All questioned. There was disorder at the Lord's table. And at the Lord's Supper, you know, some of them used to come drunk to the Lord's Supper. And you says, wow, is this an assembly? Yes, it was. And not only so, they questioned the resurrection of Christ. You know what will happen today? Today, we are going to withdraw from an assembly like this. We are going to put them out of fellowship. We are going to say, hey, you got to go. And the Apostle Paul is saying, yes, we see the problem. Yes, we see the need. But what is the answer? What is the solution? What is the remedy? And what is happening? Indeed, it's amazing how thin skin. Indeed, a lot of individuals who are in fellowship and belongs to assembly are acting. Since I just traveled, my wife could tell you, I traveled Canada. From Canada, I came into America. From America, I went to Holland. From Holland, Germany. From Germany, I went back to Holland, went into Italy, went to Greece. And I tell you this, there is unity in diversity. You will be amazed how different things are amongst us. And he says, I just come to break bread. But we are asking ourselves, look at Corinth. What will you do if this was the meeting room downtown? What will you do if you bring all of this taken place in an assembly. What the Apostle Paul did, you know what the Apostle Paul did? He brought in Christ crucified. He brought in a crucified Christ. And he says things can be retrieved. Things can be brought back. If the saints come into the good of Christ crucified. Listen, any problem and all the divisions, trace it right back to its source. And the source is the flesh. Every division amongst us. And we won't say so. We spiritual brethren. We are real spiritual. Oh, indeed. I'm making a stand. I'm making a real stand. Stand. It's nothing but the flesh. And the Apostle Paul says, I'm going to bring the flesh upon the division, the cross, sorry, of the Christ crucified upon the division. I'm going to bring it up on, indeed, this worldly wisdom. I'm going to bring it up on this immorality. I'm going to bring it up on, indeed, this marital problems. Indeed, there are marital problems all over the place. And you ask, exclusive to one place. It's across the world. In the fellowship. What is the answer? We sit down and we open scripture. And at times we ask, what should be done? I would like us to turn quickly to that verse in Romans. Romans chapter 8. Sorry, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here the Apostle Paul. He said to them, and verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For what, whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while I said, and while one said, I am of Paul, another said, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? The Apostle Paul had to tell him, listen, you know, he hasn't grasped. Really, Christ crucified. He tells them, the cross, that is which the judgment of the flesh was declared. When it comes to this point, God says, you see, now you ask, what is the flesh or what it produces? The flesh is that evil principle. That Adamic nature that is in us. And you will be amazed the features and the characteristics of it. Now, indeed, yes, we can set forth the principles. We can set forth what it is. But how can I detect it? How can I see it? How can I see it at work? And how can I detect what its features are? It tells us clearly in the book of Galatians. Chapter 5. And verse 19. It says, no, the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let us make some application, please. In the book of Romans, it says about this flesh, nothing good dwell in it. It is not subject to the law of God. It cannot please God. And you find that this is in, we are not in the flesh, but the flesh is in us. This evil thing that produces these things that Paul is speaking about in the book of Galatians. He says, it is, if I don't bring the truth of Christ crucified, you will be amazed. It will be seen in my life personally. And you will question, am I saved? He ain't saved. Look how we believe in, just like a Corinthian. Yeah? Just like a Corinthian. So the apostle Paul says, no, brethren, if there's a problem in my life personally, what must I bring to bear upon it? Christ crucified. If the truth, one thing you see, there is two sides to the cross. And Brother John in Brooklyn last night says, if I be lifted up, Christ was lifted up on the, as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. No, there is two sides to that, brethren. You know, we know of the blood or pose. That's an aspect of the death of Christ. We know of the Red Sea, Christ's death for us. And we know about the Jordan, my debt with Christ. But the serpent on the pole, I don't hear that preach amongst brethren. You know why? It's tracing back to its roots. And God has condemned sin. It has condemned the flesh. There is no flesh that shall glory God's sight. And when that is brought to bear upon situations and upon conditions, you find there will be victory. You know what God said in the book of, let's read it please. Genesis. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 13. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 13. It says, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse chapter 7 and verse 11. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven was opened. Verse 21. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowls and of cattle and of the beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, verse 23, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things. You know, this is an application of the cross. Eh? When Christ died, man came to an end. This is the aspect of the cross that the apostle Paul is presenting. He said, yes, Jesus died for my sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried and he rose again. That's wonderful. That Jesus suffered on the cross. That he took the guilty sinner's place. And he died by stead. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But the other aspect is that man is gone from the eye of God. That man, history has come to an end. That all flesh indeed has come to an end at Calvary, and God sees it. God is not forgiven, as we often say, forgiven sin. The root, the nature, he is condemning it. It's no good for God. And it's amazing, in Corinth, the flesh was given its way. It was allowed. Sorry. It did what it was manifesting itself. So the apostle Paul says, hey, I'm not sitting down having no conference about these matters, you know. I'm not going to have call meetings and says, oh, you know, you was wrong and you was right. He says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring in the cross. I'm going to bring in Christ crucified. I'm going to bring it in on the flesh. I'm going to bring it in, again, I want to say, on the divisions. I want to bring it in worldly wisdom. I want to bring it in on immorality. I want to bring it in on, don't accept their brothers and sisters who will not accept the judgment of an assembly. When it says it to no man, I not with you. You know, I say this in passing. There was a young individual, I had to dress it up so we know who it is. Young individual, he stole something from a sister. And it came to our knowledge. I said, let us judge it. Let us judge the matter. She said, no. Went to the police. The person got locked up. Okay? But you know, I tell you this. I live to see what happened to that sister. When you don't accept assembly judgment and believe is I can get my rights, I have no rights. And this is what the Corinthians had to be brought back to. They had to be brought back that I have no rights. I give it up. Surrendered it when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. And now here they are. And God says, all flesh, no matter where it is, it has come under judgment in the person of the cross. All the fountain of the great deep was broken up. Rain came from up and down. Waters come up and waters come down. All of that rolled over Christ. All thy waves and billows over me roll. So I've learned. On the fruit. Manifestation of the flesh. I go to the root. It is condemned. The behavior is condemned in Christ. The death of Christ. And it tells us, you know, if you read the book of Romans from chapter 5, verse 12 to 8:18, opens this up for us. What God has done with it. Best. The best of us can act in the flesh. What would you do if Brian is out of order? Bring Christ crucified. And he tells us, you know, we have come to an end. God has removed man from his sight. And the only Christ. You know, in the book of Galatians, and let's turn to it quickly. I want to wrap up. Chapter 5 and verse 24. Galatians 5:24. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24, he said, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections or the passion and love." Philippians chapter 3. And verse 1. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Verse 3. "For we are the circumcision, which worship God," those who have cut off the flesh, "which worship God in the spirit, and rejoice in Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh." And you know what God says? Let's turn back quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 29. Verse 28. The base things of this world God had used, verse 27, "but God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, had he chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence." Tell you God's word. And I just want to link that with that verse where this was taken up in Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23. And he says, "Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. But let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." That verse is the root of that. Bring Christ on the activity of the flesh. Bring him in. Where it is in the assembly, see it, it is bring him in, Christ crucified. I tell you, it is going to help our assemblies. It is going to help me individually. It is going to help the fellowship. It will help us in our assembly, collectively, individually, Christ crucified. What we need to turn our eyes to the man on the cross. If I be lifted up. Lifted up, yes, for my salvation. And what I did, I look and live. But if I have to live, I live in eternally. But if I have to live down here with the saints, I have to see him also, that I have come to an end. You know, I was just in North Carolina. And a brother said to me, and we know it very well. He says, "To live with the saints above, that will be glory. But live with the saints below is another story." Hey, saints is Christ crucified. Look at the problems. We are talking about current. We are not talking about assemblies. No. If we want to apply it, yes, we can. But I've just brought before you what was happening in current. And the Lord used that to speak to their hearts. And 2 Corinthians, I leave in for John. Okay? All it is, saints, we want recovery. And he says the only recovery we are going to have is if we see Christ crucified. Amen.